USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
President Biden will be in Europe starting this weekend for meetings with the G7 nations and NATO allies. Two-fold mission on his hands, finding ways to lower food and gas prices while keeping allies unified against Russia and its invasion of Ukraine. Before he left, he signed the Safer Communities Act, which addresses gun violence in the wake of several mass shootings within the last month. Most of the $13 billion in the law going to mental health, but it also enhances background checks for those under 21 and closes what's known as the boyfriend loophole. The president also weighed in some more regarding the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe versus Wade.
My administration is going to focus on how they administer and whether or not they violate other laws, like deciding to not allow people to cross state lines to get public health services.
He adds his administration will take steps to protect women's health. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
At least two people are dead and 10 others injured in a shooting at a nightclub in Oslo, Norway. Investigators identified the suspect as a 42-year-old Norwegian citizen from Iran. The Norwegian Police Security Service first became aware of the suspect in 2015. They became concerned that he had become radicalized and was part of an unspecified Islamist network. The incident prompted officials to raise the country's terror alert. Organizers canceled a pride parade that was scheduled. Seven women who claimed that Ghislaine Maxwell helped Jeffrey Epstein steal the innocence of their youth and more are asking a judge to consider their pain as she decides Maxwell's punishment. Maxwell faces 30 years in prison for her sex trafficking conviction from back in December. Stocks rallied on Friday, giving the S&P 500 its best day in 2 years. Overall, for the week, Wall Street knocks only its second win in the last 12 weeks. The Dow finished 1,612 points higher. The Nasdaq added 809 points. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
Protests continue after the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. More than 100 protests have been scheduled as of Friday. One of the demonstrations in the Midwest that had taken place took a dangerous turn.
Police in Cedar Rapids, Iowa are investigating after a protest against the Supreme Court's reversal of Roe v. Wade appeared to turn violent when a truck driver drove into demonstrators as they crossed a street during the demonstration. Video taken showed at least two women directly in front of the truck as it drove into them. One woman was hospitalized after her foot was run over. From the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Switching to the economy, high inflation is keeping consumer sentiment at an all-time low. USA Radio's Tim Berg explains.
The University of Michigan's final reading for June confirmed a 14% drop from May. The survey noted inflation is a top concern as consumers across all income and age groups posted large declines. About 79% of consumers now expect bad times for business conditions in the year ahead. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
There will be a Game 6 in the NHL Stanley Cup Finals. The Tampa Bay Lightning defeated Colorado 3-2. Game 6 set for Sunday in Florida. We're online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.